Don't bother stopping me if you've heard this one before. A million vehicle recall for Toyota.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Bill Radke. And you heard right, Toyota has issued yet another big recall of its cars. This time it involves some engine problems in the popular Corolla. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us live this morning with details. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Bob.
So what's the problem this time? Sticky gas pedals again?
No, this time it's engine trouble. Toyota is recalling more than a million Corolla sedans and Matrix hatchbacks, the 2005 through 2008 model years. A defective part can apparently cause the engines to stall at any speed. And meanwhile, General Motors is recalling 200,000 Pontiac Vibes for the same issue. Those cars were built in a joint venture with Toyota.
You know, it seems there have been so many of these recalls. At this point, what's the significance of another recall?
Right. Well, it does add to the 10 million cars recalled in the last year, most famously for unintended acceleration. But I talked this morning with Hans Greimel from Automotive News. He says this one is significant partly because it involves one of Toyota's most popular models.
The Corolla has a long history of being one of the most reliable and affordable cars in the Toyota lineup. And it's really what helped Toyota make its reputation for reliability and quality.
Now, I should point out that Toyota says there have been just three unconfirmed accidents alleged to be related to this problem, and with one minor injury.
We've been hearing a lot about Toyota's efforts to fix all these safety problems, including that unintended acceleration earlier. When do we see that pay off?
Right. Well, it does take a while to discover these problems as people spend more time driving the cars. So Greimel says it may be a few years before we see if Toyota's really managed to turn things around.
Marketplace's Amy Scott live. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that flash of optimism for stocks sure didn't last long, did it? Following on the heels of yesterday's latest dip below the 10,000 mark for the Dow, Asian markets were mixed today, and the major European indexes are lower at this hour. London's FTSE and Frankfurt's DAX are down by 0.25%, while the CAC 40 in Paris is off almost 0.5%. Wall Street will be paying close attention to today's release of revised economic growth estimates and a key speech by Fed Chief Ben Bernanke. American troops are leaving Iraq, but the military's robots are not. The Army said yesterday unmanned aircraft flights over Iraq are increasing. Good news for the people who make unmanned vehicles. Many of them are gathering today in Denver to show off their products. Colorado Public Radio's Zachary Barr has more.
A robot that looks like a mini tank ambles along the convention center floor. It can frighten you, like by siren. And it can kill you several different ways.
It can shoot you in single shot. It can shoot you with with the machine gun, if you like. You can also use the 40 millimeter on the side there.
Rich Lehman works for Kinetic, the machine's manufacturer. Hundreds of other companies are here, too, exhibiting robots that crawl, swim, and fly. The unmanned vehicle industry is a $6 billion business, and spokeswoman Lindsay Voss says it's looking to get even bigger.
You know, when you think about crop dusting, what a great and efficient way to use an aircraft if you could do it remotely or autonomously.
The trouble is, while public agencies like police and border control can operate unmanned planes, civilians cannot. So in addition to developing robotic soldiers and crop dusters, the industry is looking to make peace with federal regulators. In Denver, I'm Zachary Barr for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0.
Another flight delay for Boeing, its long-awaited 787 Dreamliner, is now not expected to be delivered until the first quarter of next year. Blame a delay in the availability of a Rolls-Royce engine needed for final flight testing. New York recently became one of the last states to switch to no-fault divorce. That means couples can dissolve a marriage without the need for one spouse to accuse the other of misbehavior like adultery. We wondered how the new law might affect those who make their living off suspicious spouses.
My name is Jay Salpeter. I'm a retired New York City detective. And since 1992, I've been a licensed private investigator in New York State. My experience, 98.5% of spouses that come in here to speak to me, 98.5 of their spouses are cheating. When we start a surveillance, you know, I hope they have a nice evening out, because if they have a nice evening out, I have a nice evening out. So if they go into a nice restaurant, I will tell you I'm going in too. There's so many stories. We've trailed someone to Bermuda. We've trailed someone to Mexico. You have your typical cases, but then you always have your interesting cases. I've had a couple. I mean, a husband of a school teacher hire me to follow his wife when she left school. The good news was it wasn't another man, but the bad news, it was another female school teacher. You know, in other businesses, unfortunately, when laws change, you know, you lose business. I have no fear in this law coming into effect, because it comes down to, I want to know. I need to know if my spouse is cheating. They really want to have closure. I have no doubt in my mind that it will not affect my business one bit.
And Jay Salpeter's story came to us from producer Sally Herships. Finally this morning, speaking of things that go on behind closed hotel room doors, fess up, you traveling businessmen. No, wait, it's not what you're thinking. A British-based hotel chain has reunited customers with more than 75,000 teddy bears and other stuffed animals in just the last 12 months. And the chain got curious about that. It's interesting enough that 35% of the adults surveyed admit they sleep with their teddy for comfort away from home. But you might find it even more surprising that 25% of men, 1 in 4, take their stuffed animals away on business. By the way, don't tell anybody, mine's named Fluffy. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.